Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, soda, or pop if you're here in the Midwest, or Coke, if you call it by its other name, contains no nutrients. It's high in calories and sugar. There's a strong link between soda consumption and childhood obesity. It rots kids' teeth. I mean, they're less likely to eat nourishing foods. There's a ton of reasons not to feed your children soda. But the big question is, kids love it. And if they love it, how do you get them not to drink it? Or if they have been drinking it, how do you get them off of it? My guest is fan favorite, Dr. Corinne Cross, pediatrician and spokesman for the AAP. Dr. Cross, soda. You're a parent. I'm a parent. Do you let them have it sometimes for a special occasion? What's the deal with soda?
For my children, I basically start out by saying, nope, soda's an adult drink. You're not having soda, which is easy when they're young. It gets harder when they start going places and realizing that other families have other rules. But we try to say, you know what, soda is not for, it's not for young kids. And I figure eventually when you get to the teenage years, then you have to rehave that conversation. But for your younger kids, your school-age children, your kids under 10, I think you can say something like, no soda. Absolutely not. Mm-mm. We don't have soda. You go to a party, you have some juice, that sort of thing. Obviously, maybe you go out to dinner and they want something special. Shirley Temple has a little bit in it. Something like that, I think, is okay. But I think that when you start just saying, sure, it's a birthday party. Well, birthday parties are like once a week, and then they have parties at school, and it ends up being all the time. It's easier just to have a hard line and say, we're not going to have soda.
I don't keep it in my house. Do you keep it in your house at
all? We do not keep it in our house either.
No. So my son goes to school. He's in high school now. And like you say, that's a harder thing to have. He's got a little card. He can buy his own lunch. And he's been buying soda. And I found out looking at the list of what he's been buying for lunch. And I told him if he doesn't stop it, I'm going to take away the card and he won't be able to buy his lunch. I'll send him with a bottle of water every day and that'll be it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to really stay on top of it because, as you say, it's everywhere and it's so easy for them to get to.
Right, and there's so many other options. I mean, obviously there's water, there's seltzer, there's flavored seltzer, there's, you know, juice that you can have on a special occasion. You can cut your juice with water. You can have regular milk. You can have almond milk. You know, there's so many other things to drink that you don't need to drink soda, or even the Gatorades aren't very good for you either. They're also very high in sugars. So those sort of non-real drinks, we want our kids not to drink them.
We do. And so even my son even said, so, Mom, what am I supposed to get? And I said, well, if they have iced tea, unsweetened iced tea, you know, he likes it with lemon. I said, and besides water, how about milk? Clayton, you know, drink milk with your lunch because you're 14 and milk's good for you anyway. You know, so there are these other choices out there. But besides all of those options, kids like it.
They do.
So they really like it, and the advertisements are coming at them from every single angle. So how do we moderate? Gosh, it's like alcohol or something. How do you moderate?
So this is what I tell families, because a lot of times, like you said in the opening segment, soda is very much linked to obesity. There was a study that came out either this week or last week that talked about girls who drink soda might be getting their period earlier. I mean, we just know that the sugar content in soda is so high, and that when you drink sugary beverages, it really converts to fat very quickly, that a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. If you have sugar from eating an apple, it's very different than the sugar that you're just straight consuming when you drink soda. So that's why soda is so bad for you, and parents need to realize that. But what I tell these parents is, I say, okay, so now you're buying 2-liter bottles, and you know you're going through those in like 2 days. You can't do that. So what I tell parents is, okay, you've got 3 kids. Get 1-liter bottle for each kid and say, I'm going to buy these on Monday. And you're going to put your name on it. We're going to put it in the fridge. This is your bottle of soda. And what size bottle you start with depends on how much your kids usually drink. But you want to buy something that's a little bit smaller than what they would normally drink. And you say, you can drink this. You can have 1 glass every night for dinner. You can drink the entire bottle today, but there will be no more soda. We're not buying any more until Monday. And so what happens is they start to say, okay, I'm going to drink a little bit now, and then I'm going to try to drink some of the other stuff. So they start to find other things to drink without them constantly saying, well, what am I supposed to drink? because you put the onus on them to find something. After you've done this for a couple of weeks, a month, and you've sort of weaned them down to the once a day or whatever, the 1 liter bottle, now you say, I'm going to buy a 1 liter bottle, but I'm not buying it every Monday. I'm going to buy it every other Monday. So now they've already started to drink other things. They've already made that transition, so it's not harder to make that same amount of soda last longer. And slowly you start to wean them down. And that's the only way that I found that actually works. If you say cold turkey to a teenager, you're not buying soda anymore, I mean, they find money. They sneak it. They don't tell you. So there's really no other way to do it. You have to start to let them acquire a taste for something else, and this is the only way I found that actually works.
And, you know, I'm going to contribute a little bit to that because we found these mini cans, and they're tiny. And my husband bought a little six-pack, and he said to the kids, you each, these three, he did exactly what you said. He said, there's three for each of you, and they're the tiny little cans. He said, you could bring them to school, or you can drink them with dinner or whatever, but that's it, three this week. You each get these three, and that is all. And both kids were fine with it. They were like, ooh, okay. So they were like rationing themselves, pouring themselves a little tiny bit here and there, and those three cans. And then it was like they didn't even care. They didn't even ask for it the next week. Now, what about the kids who say, but diet soda is not as bad for me? I think diet soda personally, Dr. Cross, is worse than regular soda. What do you say about diet soda?
I think they're both bad. I think that the regular soda, you know, if you have a child who's of normal weight, you know, having a little bit of soda every once in a while isn't a big deal. If you have a child who's obese, who really can't cut back, that sugar in that soda is part of what's contributing to that problem. So it really depends on the child. If you switch to diet soda, well, now you're drinking a bunch of chemicals. And the diet soda, there have been studies that show that because it sort of makes your brain think that there should be sugar coming and then sugar doesn't come, that you actually end up eating more. So I'm not sure that the diet soda has the effect of reducing your sugary content. So you might be right.
I think
you might
it makes well you eat more.
Right. You might as well just go with the regular soda. And I don't love the idea of our kids pumping themselves through filled with chemicals. I don't think that's a great idea either. So I think that if you have to drink soda, the regular soda, but what we're saying is really it shouldn't be that often and it shouldn't be that much when it is.
Well, I love that they used to. I don't know if they're still doing the Coke test, but, you know, when you don't want kids to smoke, you show them these nasty lungs. When you don't want kids to drive or text, you show them these car accidents. What about showing them rotted teeth or really fat people that have been drinking, you know, that have a soda in their hand? Do you think that some scare tactics like that might work?
Well, they do have in schools, they are pulling out this sugar savvy curriculum. And what it shows is that basically they show you a soda and they show you a Gatorade and then they put a cup next to it and they start filling the cup with how much sugar is actually in that soda that you're about to drink. And when you see a cup basically half filled with sugar or however many sugar cubes it is for each of those different beverages, whether it's Coke or 7-Up, you start thinking, oh my gosh, that is really quite disgusting. And you start realizing that you're basically drinking liquid sugar.
Yeah, so I still like the Coke tooth test. You know, you drop your tooth in a Coca-Cola and it's gone the next day. You know,
right.
I don't know if they're still doing that in school, but that was a science thing, was, you know, dropping the tooth in there and then
and
it's
just
gone. So, yeah.
And it just decays the whole thing, yeah.
It decays the whole thing. So in just the last minute here, your best advice on soda, pop, Coke, whatever you want to call it, and our kids.
I think that you have to start young and say that soda is not a drink for children. I think that when your children get older and they start really pushing you on it, those teenagers, then you maybe have to find a compromise. But the compromise has to be something that has some logic behind it, where you say, these are my mini cans, or this is your soda for the week, where you really are rationing it out so that you know that it's not the primary beverage that they're drinking, and that when they do drink it, it's in a small quantity. Remember, that serving size of soda is a very small serving size. It's not that big bottle that we're used to going into, you know, the Quickie Mart and getting. That's not one serving.
Absolutely true. It is harder with teenagers, but if you really keep a lot of other things on hand at home, keep good fresh water in the fridge or on tap, keep milk and even chocolate milk, because that's good after a workout. You know, keep tea and lemonade and orange juice and anything else you can get to get them not to drink soda as much. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.